Hello, is there Mr. Glenn Denton there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is there a Mr. Glenn Denton there?
No, he isn't here.
Have I got the right number?
What?
Have I got the right number?
Why are you calling?
Well, I'm trying to get to contact a Mr. Glenn Denton.
Why?
Well, because I've had a letter from him.
A what?
I've had a letter from him.
You've had a letter from him?
I'm speaking from England. Right? And I've got the number.
Why are you calling him?
Why am I calling him?
Yeah.
Because he's written me a letter.
No, he didn't.
How do you know that?
He didn't write you a letter.
How do you know? Do you know a Mr. Glenn Denton?
Yes, I know him.
Oh, you do? Ah, well, I'm a long, long lost distant cousin of his. And I've got a letter here from a firm named Denton and Denton in their wood business.
Yes.
Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
This was written in 1939. And he was writing to my...
Who are you?
I am the grandson of his Aunt Elizabeth in England. Does that make sense to you?
I can't understand you. What do you say you got a letter from him?
My grandmother... got a letter from Denton and Denton
in
1939.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago, and I've just found it amongst my grandmother's possessions. And I'm trying to contact the family, which is obviously my grandmother's...
Who was your grandmother?
My grandmother was Elizabeth White, who lives in Battle, Sussex, in England.
Battle, Sussex?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
In England.
Yeah.
And she died in the 1950s. But I just found this letter from the Denton and Denton wood carvers of...
they're woodworkers.
That's
they
right.
Were.
They were, yeah. And it's a very nice letter telling her, their auntie, all about... It was written by either Glenn or Milo.
Yeah.
I suppose they are brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They're
both gone now.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I suppose they would be. But it's obviously that...
Well, Glenn was my husband.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh. That's very interesting.
What?
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Because you are, not you, but Glenn was by marriage a relative of mine.
He was my husband.
Well,
Did you know who his mother was?
No, but it could have been a Morgan.
Yeah.
Was it a Morgan? Ah, you see
Sarah,
my...
Sarah Morgan.
Well, my grandma... Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's my Auntie Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Well, she emigrated from that battle sometime in the early 1920s, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
And she had lots of sisters. Elizabeth, that's my grandmother. And was Caroline...
Another, the one that lived in Australia?
Yes, and the one we used to call Mary, Auntie Polly.
Mm-hmm.
But her name was Mary, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Was there a Dorothy?
Dorothy, yes.
Dorothy what? What's her last name?
Dorothy Watson.
Oh, Watson.
Yes.
See, my daughter's name is Dorothy.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I have an only daughter.
Mm.
Her name is Dorothy.
Yes. Oh. Are you on the internet?
What? No. No, I'm not.
No. I tried...
I don't have anything to do with the computer at all.
No.
I'm 85, almost 85.
Are you?
I'm almost 85.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's very nice to have met you.
Yes, thank you.
Have you any family?
I just have that daughter.
Yes.
And then she has three children who are my grandchildren.
Right.
Then I have seven great-grandchildren.
Right. Could you give your daughter, she's obviously on the internet, isn't she?
Could I what?
Is your daughter on the internet?
I don't know. She has a computer, but I'm not sure she's on the internet or not.
Well, could you write my internet address down for her?
Yeah.
It's www.
www, that's three W's?
Yeah, three W's.
Mm-hmm.
And then a dot.
It's what?
And then a dot.
Dot.
Yes. Battle.
Battle.
That's B-A-T-T-L-E.
Yeah.
Suffix. Well, just a minute. Battle hyphen.
Hyphen.
Abbey.
What was that?
That's Battle Abbey with a hyphen in between the battle and the abbey.
Did you say Abbey?
Yes, Abbey. A-B-B-E-Y.
E-Y.
And that's battle...
I'm kind of hard of hearing.
Yeah, sorry, perhaps I'm not speaking loud enough.
www.battle...
dash...
dash...
Abbey... dot...
dot...
co... That's, okay. That's C-O...
C-O...
Yes.
C-O...
Dot...
dot...
UK.
I didn't hear that last.
UK...
You?
UK, for United Kingdom.
Oh, United Kingdom. Is that United then?
Yes, United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's...
I'm sorry, I can't hear very good.
No, that's... Doesn't worry. Don't worry. If she types in on her computer, www.battle-abbey.com. co.uk
United Kingdom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the UK is short for.
That's what you use for the on the computer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She will then see my website, which is all about Battle and Battle Abbey and her family.
Mm-hmm.
All the Morgans and the Whites.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Morgans were from Eagle River.
Yes. That's right. Sarah went to Eagle River.
Oh, I think she came over here to see her brother.
Yes.
And then she was here for a year, and then she met my husband's father.
Yes.
Louis Denton.
Yeah, Louis. Louis Denton, yes.
Mm-hmm. How did you happen to call me?
Well, I found this letter.
Oh,
in Granny's things.
I see.
In Elizabeth White's things.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Elizabeth what?
Elizabeth White.
Oh, Elizabeth
She was Lizzie Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this letter, which had been written to her from the Dentons in 1939.
I wonder if that was written by Glenn.
Well, it's not signed, but it's got print in, it's got type, it's a typed letter. On a typewriter, and at the top it's got Glenn D. Denton,
yeah,
and Milo I. Denton, or Milo J. Denton.
I don't think I caught that.
Milo J. Denton.
Oh, Milo, yeah.
Yes.
Milo James Denton.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those two names are typed. On it, and it was not signed, but it's a long letter.
And who are you now?
I am Elizabeth White's or Elizabeth Morgan's grandson.
Grandson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And your name is White.
And it's the name is Ivor.
Oliver.
Ivor. I V O R.
I.
Yeah.
I V
O R.
Ivor. White.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. interesting to hear from you.
Very nice to talk to you. And I do hope your daughter will find me on the internet. And
I'll
then
tell
she...
her.
Yes.
I'll see if she is on the internet. I'm not sure. I know sometimes I'll try and call her at night.
Yes.
And she's a dog groomer.
Mm-hmm.
She grooms dogs.
Right.
Has been doing that for about 20 years.
Yes.
And I'll call her at night.
Yes.
And I can't get her. Her line is busy.
Ah, then probably she is on the internet.
She's on the computer.
Yes, she's on the internet.
And I said to her, I said, who are you talking to all that time? Yeah. She said, oh, Mom, I'm on the computer.
Yes. Well, you tell her, because she can send me an email in minutes. She can get on her computer and she can send me an email in minutes, in seconds. It's so wonderful.
Do you have a family?
Yes. Yes, I have two boys and a girl. And the girl is married and living in Germany. And they have two granddaughters in Germany.
How many grandchildren?
I have two in Germany and four in England.
Four?
Four in England. Yes.
Do you ever come over here?
I haven't yet, but I am writing to many people in America now, email. I know a lady in Illinois, in Wisconsin,
yeah.
In something Dulac.
Where?
Dulac. Something Dulac, just below the lake, just below Lake, can't think of it now. Michigan? Lake Michigan?
Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
What is the name of the town?
I can't think of the name of the town.
Oh, you can't.
No, it's something Dulac in French. I write to her. I write to somebody in Kansas City. And in Oregon. And New York.
How old are you?
I am a 75.
Well, you're 75.
Yeah, be 76 soon.
Mm-hmm. And this Dorothy Watson, is she still living?
Oh, no. Is no. She? No, she died about 15, 20 years ago.
What, did she?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose she probably would have been pretty old by now.
Yeah, she would. She lived to be quite old. Mm-hmm. My own mum died at 96.
Mm-hmm. Who's 96?
My mum.
Your mother?
My mother.
Is she still living?
No, she died at 96.
Oh, she died in...
She died age 96.
Oh, when she was 96.
And she was born in 1900, so she was 96 in 1996.
See, my husband was born in 1907.
Oh, yes.
Glenn.
Yes.
Yeah, he was born in 1907.
Yes.
But then he died in 1996.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it's good to talk to you.
Isn't it wonderful? Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. And I hope to be in contact with your daughter.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.